This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
I want to talk to you today. I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you will, with me to John 17. We'll start with verse 6. And I want to talk about 2020, the year of the guide. The year of the guide. The Holy Spirit is a guide. What I want to show you and why I wanted my grandkids to at least be in here in the beginning is, you see, we expect, Nelson, come here. We expect, if I'm the Holy Spirit, for me to guide you. I'm going to show you that this works in every day in your life to guide you. But can I tell you the same authority and power of the Holy Spirit is available to a child? They have just the power and the same authority that you have in the Spirit. They still have that same Holy Spirit with them. And if you could teach your children that when they go to school, if they'll just follow the Holy Spirit, look who's going before them. My child is not going to school alone. And I don't care what kind of culture or what kind that you're coming in. Now, I have in the room, I have four of the eight grandchildren. Come on. I know one's in the back, but I have four. I'm not saying that the blue eyes are dominant in our family. After Esperanza, blue. But you realize when the Bible talks about the power of the Holy Spirit. Come here, James. Come here. You come here. Now, each one of them can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Each one of them have not. Now, listen, tell me what power you think you have in this room to get through us to our kids. No, because wherever they go, if they understand the Holy Spirit goes before them, with them. Okay, all right, good. That was excellent. Jake, that was a great job. JJ, great job. Christian, great job. Esperanza, you were first, remember. You were first. That's why I brought you up first. You're first. There'll never be anybody before you because you were the first. All right. So here we go in John 17, verse 6. I have made, Jesus is trying to see if he was a success here on earth. Because he's just like us. Did we do good? And we know that Jesus needed affirmation because when he follows the Holy Spirit, remember, guiding him into the water and John baptizes him, when he comes up out of the water, God goes, excuse me, let me make this record straight. That's my son. I'm proud of him. Everybody listen to him. Jesus needed that. So how much do you think your children need your affirmation? And if you teach them to follow the Holy Spirit, even when you're not there, the Holy Spirit will whisper in your ear, you're doing good. Everything's okay. Don't worry about anything. The Holy Spirit's fine. Everything's fine. So Jesus wants to know, am I doing good? And this is what he says. Here's how I know. The 12 that you gave me, I've kept all of them, only lost one. Son of perdition, Judas. I know I was sitting down here to change the world, Father, and to show them really what your character is and what your nature is, but I taught 11 people. I want to tell you something. If you want to know the secret of ministry, it's who you've truly discipled. It's not the size of the crowd. It's who you've truly discipled. If you have truly discipled world changers, that's what Hope United is about. That's when you look in this room, you see world changers. People that can make extraordinary differences. Don't you feel it? You feel it every time Jessica walks up on the stage. I go, world changer. Every time Francisco works on the stage, I go, world changer. When you see Minerva, what do you think? World changer. Okay. So he says that, and then he gets to verse 7, and he says to them, I'm going to paraphrase there. Stand right there, Pastor Joshua. Let's do this. Jesus said, I'm going to have to go away so he could come. I'm Jesus, Holy Spirit. See, if you're only into a revelation of Jesus, all you've got is Savior. All you've got is somebody that was an example, but he's not the guide. The Bible says, and when he, the Spirit of truth, he's not just going to tell you some truth. He is truth, and he will guide you into all truth. As a matter of fact, he says later, Pastor Eddie and I were talking about it. He says in the Word of God, he says, there are things even I want to tell you, but you can't even handle it yet. I want you to tell, somebody just get this in your spirit. There's some truth that God wants to give me, and my mind's not even big enough yet. That's what he thinks of you. So watch this. So go down. So Jesus goes, I'm going to go. And it only took 50 days. And it only took 120 people believing. But the power that would shake the world and change the world comes. Jesus exits. Holy Spirit enters. I'm going to tell you something. A guide, a guide, a guide, a guide. Thank you, buddy. So I was in Rome. I need to stay on the stage, right? That would be a miracle in itself. So I'm in Rome, and I'm ending a conference. I go there every year to do a conference in Rome. I do one in Venice. I do one in Catania. I do one in Palermo. And I'm there in Rome, and I'm finishing, and this guy, Stefano, is my interpreter. And he's not far from being my age. And he looks at me, and he says, would you like me to show you Rome tomorrow? Well, I've seen Rome a bunch of times, but something inside of me said, when he shows you Rome, you're gonna see things that you've never seen before. And all of a sudden he says, yeah, by the way, I speak 8 different languages. I have a website, you could check me out, and I did, and he's the top tour guide in all of Rome. In the next one day, he picks me up in his brand new Mercedes SUV, and he takes us places no one else is allowed. We don't have to stand in any line. There's a line blocks long to get in the Vatican. But you see, I have a guide that bypasses all lines. I have a guide that has unlimited access to places you can never, ever get. And all of a sudden, everybody's in here in the Vatican, but I'm in the secret place. I go into this park, and he goes, you see that road? He goes, yeah, that's a Roman road. That's 3,000 years old. He says, let's go in this little church. We go in this little church, and we go down underneath the first floor, and there's 2 jail cells, dirt floor. And he says, that cell is where Paul spent the last 2 years of his life, watching people being beheaded and massacred out this little window every day. And he's encouraging you. The power that he puts in 2 Timothy to encourage you, I would have never been there and experienced that had I not had a guide. He kept taking me here. He kept taking me there. I experienced, if I did full-time historical study on Rome for 10 years and did nothing else, I still wouldn't know what he knew. So here's what I'm here to announce you on the first day of March 2020. Every day, Holy Spirit wants to take you on a tour to places you never thought you would ever see, doing things you never thought you could do, taking you to secret places where you will have experiences that will confound you. Because when you go those places with Holy Spirit, it changes you. How many of you have ever been in the presence of somebody and it just changed you? Holy Spirit has those kind of encounters for you every day. I'll never forget the first time I was sitting on stage in Atlanta and Oral Roberts walked out. And when his presence walked in the room, I was changed. Fortunately, my wife is a phenomenal cook and he ate in our house that day. And I got a chance to sit there with a man that his very essence radically touched me. My son was about like this at that time, and he had had multiple rotator cuff surgeries on his shoulders where he had blown his shoulders out praying for millions of people. And Pastor Joshua was a little boy, was holding ice packs on him, not realizing that because I had followed the guide to that place, now I'm in the presence of Oral Roberts. When you're in the presence of greatness, it's the catalyst to change the greatness in you. It morphs the greatness in you. How many of you realize that the Holy Spirit has appointments like that for you every day? Okay. All right. Come here, Eddie. I'm going to give you, when it says he's the comforter, I'm going to give you the six faces of the Holy Spirit. This says coach. The first thing that the Holy Spirit really is to you is a coach. The first day I went up to my head coach at Georgia Tech and I said to him, so what's the workout today? And he showed it to me on a piece of paper. Oh, I laughed. I said, there's no way this body can do that. He was wanting me to do more, Bill, in one day than I did in a whole week in high school. And I said, I can't do that. And he looked at me and he says, you don't know what you can do. I know what you can do. Because a great coach, and I know the Dolphins hadn't had one in a long time, but when Don Shula was here, he called out greatness in those boys. And every year they were in the hunt for the championship because a great coach brings out the best in you. They tell you how to work out. They tell you the plays. They tell you what needs to happen. The Holy Spirit is your coach. Because listen, if you're tired every day, it's probably because you haven't been in training. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. Get your butt in the gym, the Holy Spirit gym, and let him train you. Let him take you to places you never thought you could be. Oh, I don't have the strength to work out. I have been in the gym with this man before. He is a beast in the gym. There's a reason when he takes his shirt off, you want to put yours back on. Somebody coached him up. Say, he's my coach. He's my coach. Number two, he's my attorney. Now, let me just tell you something about being an attorney. In today's world, everything changes. When Officer James comes to arrest me, and he arrests me, if I make a call to an attorney, what does the attorney tell me? Don't say nothing. I'll tell you everything. And the officer's trying to get you to talk because if you tell him stuff, it will be used in court against you. You've been talking to the right people, the wrong people, and in the heavenly court, they are using those things you have said as evidence against you. You walk in here And the minute the officer sees my attorney, she says, get him out of those cuffs. Would you please, you need to release him? Now. I know his rights. My attorney knows my rights. And when I show up with my attorney, everything changes. Oh, I don't know what to do in business. I don't know the business. Let me tell you something. They're expensive, but if you hire the right attorney, let me tell you something. Everything changes. You can drink. You can drink, get some Kool-Aid out. You can get your feet up. Now, you're going to have to pay the bill at the end, but guess what? He paid the bill already. Jesus already put the Holy Spirit on retainer for you. Quit saying stuff without the Holy Spirit first telling you stuff to say. The Bible says, now this was written in a time, understand when the Romans would be dragging Christians in front of courts. If they said the wrong thing, they were thrown into a lion's den. They were just used as fodder and sport to be killed. He says, don't even worry about what you'll say. Because the guide will talk for you. The Holy Spirit will talk for you. Now see, a lot of y'all have a problem praying. Come on. The Bible, number three, the third face of the Holy Spirit is he's an intercessor. He is an intercessor. So whenever I kneel down to pray, I'm never praying alone. I know how to pray because the Spirit, come on, the Bible says, and the Spirit prays for you. So all of a sudden, I'm under the same anointing as the Holy Spirit. I'm not just saying anything. I'm saying the right things. I'm not just praying vain repetitions. I'm praying things that will change my life and my future. People like Sandra, like Minerva, like Annette, women of prayer that know the Holy Spirit, I'll never forget. Prophet Aunt Eddie, he calls me up and he goes, Eddie Polanco here. And I said, well, how are you, Eddie? He said, I was praying with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit says, you're moving to Miami. And I just went, Eddie, I don't know anybody in Miami. I'm not coming to Miami. I appreciate you. I love you. I know that you'd like me to be down there. I'm sure that would be good. Eddie goes, you don't understand who I've been praying with. I'm here in Miami. And a place called Hope is here because somebody prayed with the Holy Spirit and prayed me down here. What can the Holy Spirit not do in your life? But you just, he's your guide. He's your guide. Number four, he is your counselor. Now see, I've gotten everybody in their place. This is a real intercessor. Now what is he? What is he? He's your coach. And say, no, say my coach. He is? No, with more authority. He's on speed dial. You need to say he's on speed dial. He's on speed dial. Don't make me have to call my attorney. Exactly. He is my? Let me just thank you. Thank you, Minerva. And let me just tell you what he is. He is my counselor. Let me just tell you, 5 minutes of bad counsel can cost you 5 years of your life. You get counsel based on logistics. Somebody's at the next desk. Are they in the hair salon next to you? Are there somebody that's your buddy or June bug or somebody that's your aunt so-and-so? No. There's never a waiting list. There's never anybody else in the waiting room. Holy Spirit is waiting there for you to come in and sit down and say, I've got some things I need some answers on. These are hard questions to me, but I know they're not hard questions to you because I know that you will guide me into not some truth. Sandy, all truth. Are you kidding me? All truth. Do you realize you can become rich with partial truth? And he will guide me into all truth. So you tell me you would start your day without sitting down with your guide first? You would make any decision on any level without talking to your guide first? Are you kidding me? Pastor Josh told me, he said, Dad, I believe the next series I want to do is on evangelism. Are you kidding me? You say there's people that have never been able to come to the Lord. Well, what if the guide said, today, just today, you've been praying for Millie for years. She's just stonewalled you. But if you show up today, she'll break. She'll be ready to hear things that you've been trying to teach her and tell her for years. And when the Holy Spirit guides you in evangelism, it always hits. Okay, so he's my counselor. The Bible says he's my strength. He's my strength. Now, there's some days that I'm weak, but in my weakness, I'm made strong. In my, I don't think I can do it. If you allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide, you never fall. Knees might get weak, but I'm fine. I'm fine. I am fine. How many of you have gone through a time this week that you felt a little weak? You felt, see, get your hands up. Now, you know, don't try to be bad. I almost said a bad word. No. That's because you weren't with the strength. You weren't with the strength. Because if you're with him, you always have strength. And the last thing is he is your substitute. There's sometimes that it's just too much. And temptation comes to the door and you go, you answer the door. Holy Spirit is like 18 trillion and zero. He wins every time. He wins every time. I'm about to have an important meeting with Marco. I need you to go have a meeting with him before my meeting. See, y'all are going into meetings that the Holy Spirit hasn't gone first. Because when the Holy Spirit goes first and I come in for the meeting, I'm going to get off the screen. And if I was actually to go down there, just use your imagination. We can't do it now. I would come here and Marco would say, I feel good about this meeting. I feel good about this meeting. Something inside of me prepared me for this meeting right now. There have been many times I've called Marco up and I say, let's meet for lunch. And before I would even bring up what I was going to talk to him about, he would say to me, we should talk about this. Why? We have the same God. See, you need to find somebody that has the same God. Review. He is? He is? He is? He is? He is? Well, you liked that, didn't you? Welcome to the gun show. He gave you a little bit of the gun show just there. And he is? He's my substitute. He's always there. Sometimes, I'm just not ready to go in the game. He's always ready to go in the game. He won't spoil you, but he's that. Okay, thank you, everyone. If you go on, I want to tell you, when you have the guide in your life, I want you to say this: I can speak any language. In my life, God knew that I would travel all over the world. And so every Sunday of my life, from the time I was one to the time I was 25, I was in a different church every Sunday of my life. My dad was an evangelist. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit came on them in the upper room and they came out, the Bible says every man heard in his own language. I grew up in the suburbs of Atlanta. where there were no black people. There just weren't. I don't know where they were. They just weren't there. I went away to Ohio for a year, and I moved back to the inner city of Atlanta. 1966, the first year of busing and integration. And our high school went from 85% white to 85% black in one day. And God said, you will always, always be very special to people of color. And I became black. Now, you that are here know that that's the truth. You know that for a lot of you, I'm blacker than you are. I'll look at you and go, yeah, you think I'm an Oreo? No. Yeah, you're a fudge cookie with white on the inside. I can go anywhere, any African American, anywhere, and they just go, he's one of us. And then all of a sudden, I had this church of color, but a majority of y'all weren't. Y'all were from the islands. And how many of you know that's different from African American? Very different. And I became exactly to the island people. I am from the islands. I worry about nothing, and I'm happy all the time. And God said to me, no, I need to stretch you some more. I need to guide you some more. So my son married the spicy Latina. And I said, another language to learn now. All of a sudden, 80% of the churches I'm going to around the world are Spanish speaking. 80% of my books are sold in Spanish. When Spanish people see me, they just go, es mio. They know I'm that passionate person they've been waiting for. And God continues to press me. The Holy Spirit, please write it down. Please get it in your spirit. Will continue to press you to grow. Don't ever say, you know who I am. No, that's who you are. At that point, he's pressing you to become something greater than you ever thought. I went to England to Pastor Paul Nunn's church thinking that I was going to minister to English people. And it's a whole church full of African immigrants. I didn't have to go to Africa. I went to England. Then I went to the largest church in France, and it's 6,000 African immigrants. And God said, no, I need to teach you how to speak in every language, not phonetically, not in an actual language sense, but I need to teach you how to minister to every culture. Because whether you realize it or not, we're all going to be in heaven together. There is not going to be a Jamaican section. I know y'all think there is. No, there is not. God help me. So when we go here, the Bible says in verse 9, the Holy Spirit will guide you and show you the nature of sin. Listen to me. Please, the Holy Spirit wants to show you. It's not about sin is bad. I don't want you to do that. That's good. I know it's fun, but don't do it. The Holy Spirit, when you really guide and you understand the nature of sin, it just kills you. It kills you. I went to my 20-year class reunion. 20-25% of them were dead. Inner city in Atlanta. Dead. The rest of them looked like they were my parents. Because of the wages of sin, it starts to kill you. He doesn't give you laws and rules to keep you from having a great time. He keeps it from life killing you. Life is not meant to be hard. His yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Can I tell you, the guide, following the guide properly, will keep you from needing plastic surgery and Botox. Yeah. I don't know why you like that so much, Jessica. Is there something you want to say? Okay. Verse 10, and righteousness which the Holy Spirit will guide you is your personal integrity and godly character. Don't tell me you're following the guide and you're not a person of your word. Don't tell me you're, good God, I feel that strong right now. We should be the most honorable people in the world because who we hang around. If I'm following the guide, I am a person of integrity. I don't have to be different people, different places. It says in verse 10, the Holy Spirit will guide you not only into righteousness, verse 11, into judgment. Now, can I give you just a word that we have a wrong revelation on Satan? We need to embrace more of what Judaism thinks about Satan. Judaism believes they don't even call the devil a he. He's not on the same level as God. He's not omnipresent. He's not omniscient. He doesn't have that kind of authority. He can only be one place. Those of you that think the devil's been at your door, he's never been at your door. You're not important enough. They call the devil an it. Because the only thing he has the ability to do, prince in power of the air, is to create an atmosphere to have you make bad choices. And those bad choices are called sin that causes you to miss the mark. And that's why I have to control my own atmosphere. The guy that helped, man, when you are with the guide, you change the atmosphere. When I come into a room, everybody can be trying to have a bad time, but times have changed. I'm here. And an elevator, when everybody's afraid to talk now, because people don't know how to talk, they don't know how to text. People are texting each other at dinner and they're with each other. Man, I want to throw those phones as far as I can. I walk into an elevator and the door is closed and I go, how's everybody today? And they're going, what is he doing? That's because I brought the guide in with me. Verse 12, this is it, Eddie. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear it. You cannot hear them now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, how many of you saw Meet the Fockers? You saw that? And when, who was it? Robert De Niro? Robert De Niro, he put him on, and the Circle of Trust, he put him on the polygraph machine. Remember? To see, come on, yeah. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate lie detector. You can't lie to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will say, what's that? And you'll try to do something like, you know, won't work. He'll guide you into all truth. That's why, listen, if you're not honest with yourself, how do you think you're going to be honest with your children? How do you think you're going to be honest with your brothers and sisters that are around you? I want the Holy Spirit to check everything in me that's not like him. The Holy Spirit is the one who is a light. Holy Spirit, why am I really doing it? Because you know that somebody else can do the same thing you're doing and it'd be good, and you do it and it'd be wrong because you're doing it with the wrong agenda. The wrong motive, baby. Holy Spirit, why am I doing it? Am I doing it right? Am I doing it right? That's why. So many times I'll hear people making major decisions in their life and they'll say, Mark, I said, why are you doing that? Well, I felt like doing it. You're making a decision that would affect the quality of your life because you felt like it? Or did somebody guide you by the Spirit? Did the Holy Spirit? Because if the Holy Spirit guides you, then he's responsible. That's why I have confidence. Did you know when I moved to Miami and our first service, we set up our whole sound system. We had the whole band. The whole family was in the band. My brother was in the band. Everybody was in the band. We let the word out that we were going to be in town. We were starting something big. One person. Eddie. We just brought it for Eddie. I'm talking about full praise and worship, jamming hard, big sound system, Eddie. In 4 months, there were 80 people. We had to take all of my living room furniture out and put it in the yard. Pray it didn't rain. Because the guide brought me to Miami. The guide brought me to Miami. The bride brought my family to Miami. All my children found their mates living here in Miami. Following the guide affects you for generations to come. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak only what his Father in heaven told him. He will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from me what is mine and disclose it to you. How many of you would like to know the secrets of heaven? The secrets of heaven. The secrets that are going to happen before it happens. That's why, Jessica, we're telling them about the prophetic school. It's the very way the Holy Spirit works, speaks to you things. So what do we want? One, a daily sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Please get that down. You want the Holy Spirit with you everywhere so that you don't make a move without him. Wherever you go, he goes. Wherever. Don't you feel good about everything now much better? Wherever you go, he goes. That's why you're having such a powerful effect in the high school. The guide brought you there. Because it shouldn't be at MacArthur. But the guide took it. The guide went, let's go to MacArthur. OJ Santiago, part of Hope, called me up the other day and he says, would you go with me to see the national director of the program that you're part of? And when I walked in the room, I looked at him and I said, I don't know what your plan is, but you have never met anybody like that man. And if things continue to move, he very well could be a national director, a first priority. I believe that very well could be we'd one day be ahead of first priority. Wherever the Holy Spirit guides you, doors just open. Doors just open. I will tell you, Ariella, she'll be dedicated under the anointing of this word. The guide will always be there for her. You don't have to worry, baby, whether you're going to live in Nashville or L.A. or whatever. The guide's already made those decisions. And here you'll know. What do you do with your business, Marco? Guide already knows that. The guide already knows it. You just follow the guide. How many of you have major decisions to make that's upcoming? Some major decisions upcoming. Don't worry. The guide. Minerva. The guide. The guide. Baby. The guide. The guide. And he will guide you. And all. Look at you. Do you see how there's a symbiotic relationship? I step. He steps. Okay, you can quit doing that now. Oh, I love being in charge. Okay. I want to tell you what the guide wants to destroy. I'm about to through. Fear and prejudice. Can I say? Fear and prejudice is because of ignorance of not understanding the guide. What party are you part of, Bishop? I tell you, I'm part of the kingdom of God. I'm part of the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is my guide. Our Heavenly Father has chosen to communicate to his children through the Holy Spirit. Acts 11:12. without exception, political correctness can never replace biblical precedent. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to do things for you that are beyond anything you can imagine. One of Joan's bosses is a very, very powerful attorney. He's general counsel for TBN. And everybody that's ever tried to sue TBN has lost. He wins, not most of the time. He wins every time. And I had a chance to minister with him when we did his brother's wedding. I did it, and he was there to assist me and prayed. And we really struck up a great conversation. And after it, he and I were sitting on his mother's back porch. And he said, "Dwayne, I want to tell you a story." And I said, "Okay." He said, "My wife was a couple of weeks from dying with brain cancer. And I went to her and I said to her, 'Is there anything you want to do? Any place you want to go before what looks like inevitable is going to happen?'" And she said, "I've always wanted to go to the Holy Land." And so he called his friend. I don't remember his last name. His first name is Sammy. And he owns like Sammy Samaji. He owns like over 100 tour buses. He's the number one tour guide in all of Israel. He's what? It's called Sarel Tours. And when he flew in with his wife, she was very weak. He said, "How can I serve you?" And he said, "She wants to see all the important places Jesus was, or miracles happened in 3 days." And he said, "For you, John, absolutely." They would go to exhibits that were closed. And Sam would go, "I need you to open this up." And he'd show a badge and they would open up exhibits that were closed. He would take her to places that only Jews can go. Christians can't go. And he would show the badge. And she got to come places that you can't get there. Then she wanted to see two places in Palestine, which if you can't go there, there's a border with guns and there's much hatred. He shows up and shows that, and they let him through with armed guards. And she gets to go see places it's impossible for you to see. Because she had the right guide. She got to see every holy thing, every powerful thing. Because, that's right, our badge is the cross. That's right, Eddie. That's our authority. In 3 days, which is a record, she saw all the holy places. They would come and there would be long lines, and he would just bypass the whole line. How many of you believe that the Holy Spirit's more powerful than that God? The Holy Bible. Well, but I'm so far behind. No. The Holy Spirit puts you at the head of the line. Oh, but you don't understand. In this company that I'm working in, it's impossible for me to get a promotion. You don't know the Holy Spirit. He can bypass 3 levels of promotion to put you in the key place. You don't understand. I'm in such debt. I could never get out. My credit can I tell you, the Holy Spirit Credit Improvement Agency can totally flip. In a time where my ministry is completely changed and I'm now starting to do things online or whatever, my wife is such a powerful woman of faith. We had some debts. And she says, "I just believe." I didn't realize it. She said, "I believe that before the 3rd month of the year, today is the 1st, every debt that we owe will be paid off." I stand before you today and tell you every debt that we have is paid off in Jesus' name. Not because I'm a financial genius. I just follow the guide. For when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. I want you to bow your heads right now. I need everybody just to repeat this prayer for me just in case. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Today, I am a born-again believer. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. But now, Holy Spirit, you are my guide. Every day, I check with you first. Every day, I follow you. I'm not caught up by worry and stress. I am confident in the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Now, I need you to let those words, do you hear those words, Crystal? You hear those words, Crystal? They're for you. Everybody lift your hands. Everybody lift your hands and just start praying in the Spirit just for a minute. Just start praying in the Spirit for a minute. Just Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, lead me. Say, Holy, I'm not taking any step without you, Holy Spirit. I'm not going anywhere without you, Holy Spirit. When you say stop, I stop. When you say go, I go. When you say wait, I'll wait. But I know, Holy Spirit, you will guide me into all truth. Now, come on, pray it. Pray it a little bit louder. Pray it. I'm going to tell you something. Just pray it.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.